Can I borrow a moment of your time? I promise it won't take too long. I think before we get too deep, if anything, we must air out a few things. Since you last listened to me, a lot has changed. You thought I died, didn't you? Well, I'll get to that soon. You know, it's funny how life passes. Seconds pass by, and then the seconds turn into minutes, which turns into hours, and then into days, and well, you get the picture. Who knows how long I've sat here, wrapped in these unbreakable chains, confined by these four walls. Nobody will ever really know if I'm telling the truth or not. If I'm alive, you're probably wondering what I'm doing in this prison cell. Well, wouldn't you like to know?
Certain it's him.
I'm positive.
Put him out of his misery and take the bag off his head.
Hello, dear listener. How good of you to join us. You're probably wondering why we brought you here. Well, you're right to be dumbfounded, aren't you? Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Grizzler, and I'm the local butcher. And I have been bestowed with an important job. That's where you and my good friend Otto come in.
It's better just to go along with everything he says, and whatever you do, don't panic.
Otto is just strapping you in as a precaution. Times are tough. This place may appear to be a run-of-the-mill butcher, but by night, we have a different calling. What you may witness may not be the most savory of circumstances, so all I ask of you is to remain calm, because I assure you, everything we'll be okay. Don't mind that. That's just the storeroom.
How much have we let them in on, boss?
They'll find out in good time. I'm surprised you don't recognize this place. Surely you've been here at least once or twice. We sell all the finest poultry and meat available. All kinds of meat. Otto, make sure everything is sterilized. Otto is one of my loan sharks. We've had some regular incursions with some particular individuals, and you think they would know better than to snoop their noses around in places they shouldn't be. Well, people will only learn one way, when we take their noses away from them, and maybe a finger if they incur another offense, and if it's serious, well, maybe a kidney or two. Until all that's left is their brain bubbling away in a jar. And what about when they make any more offenses, I hear you ask? Well, maybe I'll sell that too. I did tell you that I stock and provide all the finest meats. Unfortunately, they come from the unwilling. They have to be forcibly taken. What you are about to bear witness to, I'm dreadfully sorry. Open the door, Otto.
Who are you? What am I doing here? You must release me at once.
See how simple-minded this pathetic monkey is?
I won't have you treat me so inhumanely.
Gibbons, Gibbons, Gibbons. Oh, when will you learn?
You know my name.
Oh, Gibbons, I know many things about you. It seems you tend to forget every time you leave this place.
What do you mean?
You've been here more times than I can count on my fingers and toes, begging for acceptance, always asking for more. I think as of now you owe me something in return.
What do you mean?
You are thick, aren't you? Oh, or is it because of this?
What's in that jar?
Don't you remember these little guys? Oh, they love you, Gibbons.
You're scaring me.
Oh, I'm just giving you the facts. That is all the information you need to know. It's within my contract to give full disclosure of how I go about my surgery. It's just a shame that you're going to forget it all again once it's done.
Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose, huh? What have you done to me?
You never used to be human, did you? Don't you remember your predecessor?
My what?
You came to me in absolute desperation, seeking acceptance. You wanted to change. So that's exactly what I gave you.
But I always remember being human. I was never something else.
But that's where the memory cheats. Your mind wants you to believe that you were always encased in your lavishing human form. But that's far from the truth. Maybe you should ask the professor. What's he up to these days?
He's dead.
Oh, a pity. I always liked him. Well, there's probably no one who's willingly going to tell you the truth.
If I wasn't human, then what was I?
No, no. That's the wrong question. What you should be asking is, who were you before all this?
That is what I'm asking?
No, you still don't see. Don't you see how your voice doesn't match your body? Your fingers are oddly aligned. Look at them now. And your eyes, one hazel, one blue. Don't you ever see these imperfections and question them?
I always just assumed I was different.
Those are the eyeballs of a criminal. This place, my business, is helping out loan sharks like Otto here. He finds the pranksters responsible, and I clean up the mess for him. Each piece of you is sewn together like a patchwork puppet. Quite literally, the modern-day iteration of Frankenstein's monster.
You're lying!
Oh, I'm most definitely telling the truth. You know, they don't call me the Butcher of Brunswick for nothing. The whole of Sydney Road cowers in fear, knowing what could possibly occur between these four walls by night. If only they knew.
Why, then if all my body parts, limbs and organs are made up from other people, why did I deserve them?
You paid a pretty price. But unfortunately, it was going to run out one day. That's what happens to a loan eventually.
What do you mean?
All those limbs and organs that make you tick still belong to me. They were going to be returned on an agreed due date anyway, and unfortunately for you, that date is today.
Oh, you can't just take my body?
Oh, but I am.
Well, are you going to remove my limbs with that?
Oh, no. I just wanted to admire it. Yes, I am.
Nobody will ever really know if I'm telling the truth or not. I'm too much alike him. Oh, now you're paying attention. You've been listening to the story for so long that you didn't consider some of the most important variables. You've been spending time listening to people like the professor, always jabbering on about what's relevant in the now. But the celestial race is far more complicated than that.
If you're going to take away my body, where am I going to go?
Back in your old body, of course. I had the liberty of preserving it in the freezers for you, just so you wouldn't rot away. Don't be alarmed. The process is quite simple. I remove your brain and place it back in the body you were originally in.
Won't that hurt?
It's the best if you don't think about it. This is a long time coming, my old boy.
You're not gonna do anything to me with that knife.
Oh, Gibbons, you're so naive. You haven't realized the ultimate truth.
And what might that be?
Don't you recognize this place? These walls, the smell, the meat that I sell? You've been here so many times.
But this is my body. I know what I look like.
That's what it wants you to think. You purchased this body.
Lies!
Oh, but you're too scared to face the truth.
You're telling fibs!
I am not. Don't believe me. Have a look at this. How do you like them apples, Gibbons?
It's hideous.
That was you before you came here, and I'm afraid your warranty on your current body has expired. There's somebody who's destined to get it back.
And who might that be?
Maybe, the original owner?
So, you will help. Well, I'm glad I was so convincing. The people here aren't as understanding as you are. We are, however, under constant audio and video surveillance. They can see everything we say and do, which is why we need to be very careful. And you are a vital piece of the puzzle. You are, after all, my former self.
I need you to hold still while I'm crucifying you. Foolish people. They get so attached to their physical form.
This is not right.
Yes, it is. We did it. Otto, quickly. We need to remove this brain entirely and place it back in its original body.
Of course, sir.
I do wish brain implants weren't so finicky.
You're making a sticky mess of yourself, sir.
I am aware. Quickly, put this one back in the bookworm. There we go. Welcome back, Lord and Master.
What have you done?
Don't you see? I brought him back.
Who have you brought back?
You're too thick to understand.
I'm smarter than you look, Chris.
It's not just you. All of you are so thick, dumbfounded, and silly. This man is the pure manifestation of darkness in our world as we know it. But universally, he goes by one name. Exodus Chaos. Oh, I'm so sorry. I got so worked up in everything that I'd forgotten about you. You're still with us, dear listener. Good to see. I'll be with you in a minute.
What will we do with the worm?
He's paid his debts. We'll resuscitate him.
Where am I? What happened? I'm back. What did you do?
I'm sorry, but we had to take away your body that we loaned you because the owner wanted it back.
The owner?
I'm sure you're familiar with Exodus Chaos.
I know the stories.
Well, he's here. Right now.
Gibbons. Delighted to finally meet you.
I can hardly say it's a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for looking after my body, by the way. Was it fun prancing around, pretending to look like someone else?
I forgot what I used to be.
You forgot your worm-like form? So whenever you cast your memory back, you imagined yourself as a person. Honestly, that's the biggest load of garbage I've ever heard.
It was still my body.
And now it's mine again. Goodness, I spent too long wearing the body of that old veteran pub owner. I liked his voice, though, so I decided to keep it.
What am I?
You were a bookworm. You are a bookworm. You were grown in forests and were bred to exist around books. Your very existence is down to categorizing genres and volumes from A to Z. So you naturally found your way by instinct to Professor Paradox's curiosity shop. He made sure to keep a watchful eye on you. He knew whose body you were wearing, and he was petrified that one day you might just turn dark. It happens to be that your heart is probably too pure to consider it.
I don't think I can live with this.
But at the end of the day, did you do the right thing?
No! I was responsible for bringing back an ancient evil!
That was in fact down to us.
But if it wasn't for my coming here...
Oh, you forgot that as well.
Forgot what?
Oh, he really has gone loopy.
We found you lurking outside in the alleyways.
Believe me, I know exactly why you're here. You were here to rescue two individuals. This unfortunate soul who's been sitting here listening to us ever so patiently... Ah, I see. The mind leeches must have gotten to you.
What?
Yucky little things that suck everything out of your skull, or selected memories, whichever are the juiciest. I give them to each of my customers upon entry, just in case they go around telling anybody of what really happens in my shop at night.
What's wrong with them? They look awful.
Oh, our old friend here. Hello. Still with us? You've had a fairly severe dose of mind leech activity too. The problem is that you've had them so many times, yes, you are a bit of a misfit yourself. If you had any useful memories left, you could join Gibbons here and that band of idiots at Celestial Avenue.
We are not idiots.
I think I can decide on that.
We mustn't delay any further, my master. I'm sorry.
I appreciate your timing. It is, after all, literally of the essence.
Exodus, I set you free.
No.
I beg your pardon?
I've seen enough here tonight to know that this isn't going to end well.
Oh, Otto. I had so much faith in you, and still you let me down.
This man, this thing, whatever he is, he mustn't leave here.
I'm afraid there's nothing you can do. Because, you see, celestial beings are capable of incredible powers. We're not obsessed with physicality like you strange creatures are. We can pull off a disappearing trick. Just like this.
Where did he go?
You need to bring him back here.
I'm afraid for the grief you have caused, Otto. You must pay the consequences. But you, Gibbons, go while you can. Your work here is done. I don't know if you want to see what happens next.
What do you mean?
Maybe it's easier if you see for yourself.
What is that?
It's a monster.
You could say that. Maybe you will never know.
I demand to know what that thing is.
It's a carnivorous, lumpy mountain of meat. All the unused limbs and bits and pieces have all melded into one, and it exists as a hungry beast with a ferocious appetite. Everything it consumes, it grows larger. Now, Gibbons, I'm dreadfully sorry, but I'm afraid you know too much. You won't be allowed to leave here knowing what happens behind these doors.
Oh, no! That thing will never take me!
Funny. It won't budge with you. Perhaps there's something in that mind telling her to hold back. But there is something I can do for you, though. One thing. One simple thing. In this jar, I keep the finest mind leeches just for you. This one has a peculiar fondness for you. He'll take care of all your memories. That can be his dinner. You'll like that, won't you, Mr. Leech? As for you, dear listener, I'm afraid you're in quite a nasty pickle. You keep coming back here after more chances, time and time again, But you never learn. If only you could see what you've become. Oh, but you can't. I almost forgot. Otto had the liberty of stitching your eyelids closed last time. You wouldn't be needing them. Who needs eyelids when you don't have any eyes to see with? Maybe it'll make your departure less painful if you don't see it. Cooey, dinner time!
I guess that's all you need to know. I've told you everything that's happened. I guess you can't say it's my testimony, if that's of any reassurance. But you must know that everything is not as it seems. Everything that we are working towards is changing by the moment. What I am is not what I was originally. I am a product of this change, and you need to know that. I am a force for good, but nobody else will believe me. Only you. It's remarkable that you're even here. From my understanding, you were rewritten. Tell me, what happened?
Attempts were made to completely change my timeline, so that I would never become you. I never realized that is who I would become until it was too late. And I know it was a force for good. It was in the professor's best intentions to fix things. But the spell is wearing off. It didn't stay like that forever. I haven't lived that life, but I somehow still remember what was going to happen. So this time, I'm going to do things right. And you're going to help me.
What's in it for me?
From my understanding, you're an anomaly. A separate version of me, a splinter of my future. I'll let you live where you can carry out the goodness that you want to achieve.
It's a deal.